Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, and just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jimmy.
What's up, Madman?
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
That's good. It's a good day today.
Yeah. Thanks for correcting me on that. Yeah, I know. I hate that. And then yet I'm sitting playing into it. At this point, we've been around each other for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
But how are you in the past 5 hours? How's the attitude went? Is it better? Is it worse? Are you tired? Are you fully alive?
I'm alive. I'm awake and alive.
Yeah. Great song, by the way.
Yeah.
I remember that song.
It's a fun song. Flyleaf, right?
Something in that regard, yeah.
I've been in a pretty good mood all day, and I'll continue to be, I think.
Good. Me too.
Yeah.
Because mood backwards is doom.
Like earlier when our phones didn't work on the other show and I was talking about it, I was just talking. I wasn't really mad about it.
I was really mad about it, but I think we rolled with it nicely.
Yeah.
And made chicken salad out of that chicken shit.
Man.
It was.
I like some
Which
good,
I hate.
I like some good chicken salad.
I knew you were going to say that.
I like some good chicken salad, man.
Is nothing. What episode is this? I should say real quick.
This is episode 36. We just have begun episode 36. And we're about
36.
To jump off the deep end talking about chicken salad here. The theme song ain't even run out yet. Here we're just going hard and heavy.
Well, I know why you say it, because you start smiling, because you know that I am disgusted by the materials made. Are used to make chicken salad.
Yeah, you hate a lot of things in chicken salad. Like onions are usually in there. You don't like onions?
I like them deep fried only.
Yeah.
I like battered. The straws and the rings.
Yeah.
It's battered
got,
also.
It's got raw onions.
No.
It has chicken. You hate chicken?
I love chicken.
Oh, my bad.
That's probably my third favorite.
Yeah. A lot of times it'll have things like celery in it.
Celery cooked, not raw. I can't eat it raw.
Yeah.
I can't do the ants on the thing you'd make at summertime.
Man, if I'm going to eat vegetables, I'm just going to eat vegetables. I ain't trying to dress them up and make them into something else.
You want to smear some peanut butter and then put raisins on there like there's ants on it. That makes me...
I don't really want to put raisins on nothing.
See, when I went to fat camp as a kid, the Vitality Center, they called it, the dietitian or whatever one time said, what's your favorite? I've told you this. What's your favorite food? At the time, it was McNuggets. I said, McNuggets. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, every time you see a McNugget... Visualize it. There's maggots crawling all over.
Yeah, on your McNuggets.
I was like, ew, gross.
Yeah.
But now you got vegetables. Ooh, we'll try to trick Matthew into eating vegetables and put ants on it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't work. But I like it cooked in like a vegetable soup with a nice chicken broth. Is it broth? I'm not sure.
Broth.
I read the label. I don't verbally say it.
Yeah. All right, a lot of times chicken salad will have mustard in it. Are you cool with mustard?
Somewhat, yes. Yeah.
I love mustards, man. I'll eat all the mustards. I'll eat the hell out of all the mustards. I'll eat the ass end out of a mustard. I love mustard.
My God.
Yeah, mustard is delicious. If it's like a spicy brown, like a pub mustard or stone mustards. I would like
pretzels.
French's yellow mustard, man.
Are we going to turn this all into talking about food?
Maybe. I'm already kind of hungry, dude.
I know. Woo! I was like, I'm starving already.
Be door dashing to the radio station today.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a coupon, by the way.
Yeah. One of the main ingredients that I've left out, because I know how you feel about it, chicken salad, is, of course, Duke's mayonnaise.
Any mayonnaise. Duke's. Any kind of...
better be damn Duke's.
What is it they call? Hellman's?
I don't know.
They don't call it mayonnaise. They call it some kind of dressing.
Oh, I think you're talking about Miracle Whip. Hellman's is mayonnaise. Kraft has a mayonnaise, but then Miracle Whip is like a dressing.
Okay, yeah. That's the one. They're all gross.
Mayonnaise is good, man. I mean, it has. It's not like you want to slather. I'm not one who slathers mayonnaise on stuff. Like my mom talks about my grandma, her mother, back in the day before she had a series of strokes when she was young. She would eat hamburgers with mayonnaise on them, and she said there'd be so much mayonnaise on there it'd be just like dripping down her wrists and her forearms and stuff just because of mayonnaise.
How did she die?
I don't remember.
Heart attack?
I don't remember. She's old.
God bless.
Yeah, but I don't do that with it, but a little bit goes a long way when it comes to mayonnaise.
It's such a mind F with me because my BFF.
Duke's is the best.
Big blank friend.
Mm-hmm.
That my mom used to prepare a certain dish that I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And then years later I found out the woman who was telling me do not tell a lie was lying to me about there being mayonnaise in it.
Yeah.
And I found this out secondhand, and I questioned her about it, and she just started smiling real big like she'd pulled some kind of wool over my eyes for like 30 years.
Well, in the South, there's mayonnaise in everything, from the lasagna
all up. Grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I thought all along it was butter. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I'd see her get the country crock out, because we'd get the big one that you could use as a dish later.
Oh, yeah.
She would take that and put it on the counter. Now, she could have used both, but... allegedly, she'd been using mayonnaise the entire time. So I then instructed her, listen, giver of life, if you ever, and I mean ever, put mayonnaise on my grilled cheese sandwich again, I won't eat it.
Well, it's not a bad way to cook it either.
Well, I was grown then, and I didn't eat it.
Throw a slab of butter down and melt it. You just put mayonnaise on the outside of the bread and just throw it straight on the heat.
Don't lie to me about it.
Because then all that time that you were eating those grilled cheeses, you would have realized that, yes, mayonnaise does serve a purpose, and mayonnaise is quite good.
But part of the psychology of it, and this is real deep-rooted stuff, is that I resent it even more, likely because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that would give you resentment with it. Instead of just not liking it, now you actively have resentment towards it.
Because the same woman lied to me about the barbecue that time.
Now, mayonnaise has its limits. I think it's a valuable condiment, but it is not the feature of a dish. And I keep seeing something on the internet that I've never had this food item in my life. I've never physically seen it in front of me. I've heard of it before. I know it's hard to believe that this is a food I haven't tried.
Between the two of us, there can't be one.
I know, man. I've eaten just about everything you can imagine.
I've had quinoa.
Joaquin, that's a funny commercial. Yes. That's going to be us soon.
That's as good as Buble.
I just bought a house. It's going to happen.
Oh, boy. One of the Home Depot.
Yes.
I went yesterday to buy a three-prong for a four-prong.
I've been Southern my whole life. I've lived here my entire life. I'm 36 and a half years old now. So I've eaten a lot of Southern food.
Yeah.
Most of the food I've eaten has been Southern food. I grew up going to like Sunday dinners and covered dishes and Wednesday nights at church and family reunions and all those kinds of things you do in the South where you eat a lot of Southern food with Southern people.
A lot of cream corn.
Yeah, man. And but one thing I've never seen with my own two eyes that I keep seeing online, everybody posts about it like they don't like it and it's gross, but for some reason people keep doing this thing. Now, I've heard of it, but I've never eaten it. It's the pears and the mayonnaise, and I think it has cheese on it.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that. I've never known anybody who ate that. I never was related to anybody who ate that. But
that
now suddenly it's really popular in 2021.
On my daddy's side of the family, I don't even know what they called it. They called it the, I don't know what they, if he had a name.
Nasty? Because that seems nasty, man.
It's like somebody said, oh, no, I need an hors d'oeuvre. I need an app. What do we have? Well, look, we got... they're not fresh pears. They're canned pears.
Really?
We got a can of pears.
Please use a fresh pear. They're delicious.
We have some of that taco cheese left and some mayonnaise, of course, because we stockpiled like hell on that.
You got a can of pears. You got some mayonnaise.
Gross.
And then you got the four cheese Mexican blend.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I keep putting my glasses on and off.
Yeah, you do. like 10 times.
It's disgusting. And I know that I'm very, very anti-mayonnaise. And I know that's one of those things that when I say it on the Rise Guys morning show on the 93.3 The Planet in Greenville, that, you know, my fellow Southerners will show great disdain and call me slurs that start with the F word and G.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing to remember. Not all Southern people are alike. Like, I hate mayonnaise. The other thing about my dad's side of the family is that they would make, don't say it before I do because I like saying it. They would make what some people would call a fruit salad, but they called it ambrosia.
Ambrosia. Dude, yeah, many times. You can have a fruit salad, but the time you put marshmallows in it, it's ambrosia.
Marshmallows and
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, like. Hell, it's yeah. Like the bone broth of your soup is the mayonnaise.
No, this is why the South is fat. If you're
Jesus,
not
we can't just eat.
We call salad mayonnaise and marshmallows.
Yeah, well, it goes further. I mean, come on, you've seen the way they get around that kind of crap.
Yeah, the ambrosia also has some kind of nuts in it. And yeah, it has mandarin oranges in it, like canned ones that are super sweet.
And they're all covered and glazed in mayonnaise.
Yeah, yeah, and marshmallows in there. And I've had it before with the, oh no, that was the, I get it confused with the heavenly hash that has like.
The ice cream?
No, it's a very similar dish, but for some reason I want to imagine it has like carrots put through a cheese grater in it. Like shredded carrots.
The heavenly hash I've ever known was ice cream. It was very similar to Rocky Road, except it had marshmallows in it.
This was
which again, you got to have marshmallows in the damn ice cream.
Well, you know the aunt or the grandma who used to eat the hamburgers and had the mayonnaise running down her arms.
The one you told about a minute ago.
Yeah, this is the one that was talking about heavenly hash. I'm gonna Google and see.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, man.
I know that.
Now, there's heavenly hash ice cream I see here, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Okay. I figured that, or a strain of weed.
And then there's a bunch of different heavenly hash recipes. One of them is chocolate, one of them is cherry, one of them looks like orange, pineapple.
Tell me what's in it. You're making me hungry. You don't want me to get hungry.
Hang on. It's on a recipe website, so I have to scroll through 14 paragraphs of like weird story about, you know how the recipe websites are.
Hungry is not hangry. Hangry is when you're so hungry you get mad. Hungry means that I'm so hungry I'm getting a boner.
Oh, these people, by the way.
Me so hungry.
If you ever look at recipe websites, then you understand.
Never.
Why they have, dude, they write a book before you get to the recipe, so you have to scroll through a million ads.
Oh, yeah.
Like every paragraph is an ad, and they write 12 paragraphs.
They do them like recipe cards or like slideshows, and you have to keep going to the next page.
Scroll for days. Yeah. I just got to it. So this heavenly hash recipe is whipped cream, pineapple, mandarin oranges, fruit cocktail, and mini marshmallows.
God. Oh, no, no.
Very similar to an ambrosia is what that is.
What is that called? That's a thing that Mary makes. Oh, God. I can't think of what it is. Oh, it's great. It's like, it's...
Because that's the whipped cream one, not the mayonnaise one.
I can't think of what she calls it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'd love to call her right now, but I can't.
This one has cherries and pineapples.
Let me text Angel. She'll remember.
Coconut.
I want to do this right now because I love how in the South, and it's probably everywhere, but we have so many different names for different dishes.
Yeah.
Hey, what was that dessert that Mom would make with whipped cream and fruit cocktail and nuts and oranges in it? Question mark.
You just described an ambrosia again.
No.
But without mayonnaise.
No mayonnaise.
With whipped cream.
This was whipped cream instead of the mayonnaise.
In my
Far
family,
different.
We would have called this heavenly hash if it had whipped cream instead of mayonnaise.
Well, hold on. I'll tell you what we called it. I loved it,
it's
though.
The same exact dish, but with whipped cream instead of mayonnaise, and so it's more of a dessert.
She would pour that sugar-filled juice from the fruit cocktail in there, and it would make it like, it wasn't, you think of whipped cream as like fluffy, custardy, creamy. Mm-hmm. This was a soup.
Yeah.
You know me with ice cream. When we go, well, God, I don't know the last time if we ever did, but with ice cream, I like to let it set and get a little soft.
Yeah.
Because I like, especially if it's in a bowl, because you know what I do at the end? I turn that son of a bitch up and I shove it up your candy ass.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I don't. I drink the juice.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
It's a real Rocky Road you're talking about.
Fruit salad, laughing emoji. No, it's not fruit salad.
But it is a fruit salad.
That has mayonnaise in it.
But a fruit salad doesn't have to have mayonnaise.
I'm texting her back.
Ask her if it's called Heavenly Hash.
Is it called Heavenly Hash? I'm saying that along, so you know what I'm saying.
Our podcast is us texting Matt's sister in Massachusetts.
It's a way to get past it.
Yeah, it is.
Now, while we wait on her response,
I had something on mayonnaise for you, unless you got something you want to do real quick.
Well, go on your mayonnaise thing, but remind me something on the marshmallow tip.
Oh, go ahead and do marshmallows. We'll get back to mayonnaise. I won't forget.
So this is another thing that those mayonnaise. Of you that are Southerners, or even those of you that just have a huge palate where you'll eat everything. Again, I get a lot of chagrin from people when I say that I hate mayonnaise. Here's another. I'll give you two. One's not a whole lot of content on it, but the second one. I hate tea. I hate sweet tea.
Love
I hate
unsweet tea, man. Love
I hate hot
sweet
tea.
Tea.
Hate tea.
Hot tea's good. Unsweet tea sucks.
I hate, and this is going to, I'm going to lose some fans right now.
Say it.
I hate moon pies.
Man, I know they're so dry, dude. They're so dry. Moon pies are the dry.
It's a mess. You don't finish it.
It's just crumbs and crumbles. And, man, half the time you eat a moon pie, you're sitting in the car, and you got half the moon pies on the floor in your seat, and then your crotch, and you got melted chocolate in your groin area region.
It's not.
Because it's warmed up. Yet, you know.
This be.
Son of a bitch.
Make a s'more. Just make a s'more. Be done with it.
I personally
need RC Cola, too, and that's not easy to find when I eat my moon pie.
Dude, an RC Cola is delicious.
I love
it.
I eat them whole.
Here's the thing I don't like, and you're going to not think I'm weird about this. A lot of people will. Still getting back to mayonnaise in a minute.
Oh, God.
I don't like marshmallows very much at all in anything ever in my life. Really? I just don't really like them.
I think they're fun. I mean, I haven't anymore.
Might be because I tried to burn my face off with one camping that time, but I just never liked
it. Did it go on your nose?
No. It was, all right, I might have told the story before. You might remember it when I start, but we would roast marshmallows by the campfire. And then
all your problems are always camping. You realize that?
Yeah. This might have even been the same trip where my uncle slid down in my stuff.
Doo-doo, not his home.
Yeah, hockey. But it's not the...
I just wanted to thank you.
Yeah, so I was, but my cousin Michael introduced me to this where you just roast the hell out of the marshmallow and it's just black and flaming on the outside. Oh. And then you sling it and you sling the burnt skin off, and on the inside you just have melted marshmallow and you eat that. But when I flung mine off the stick, it went straight up in the air, and when it came down, the flaming hot, like melted, molten, plasticky marshmallow slid right down my cheek and left a burn mark. And I had a scar there for a couple of years when I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many times did you lie about how they got that scar?
I told the truth about it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It was a s'more. Get a s'more scar.
Just a marshmallow, not a whole s'more.
Get a s'mar.
Just a marshmallow. We didn't have graham crackers and chocolate.
No, those are expensive.
Just had marshmallows. But yeah, I don't like marshmallows very much.
Yeah, but moon pies are such a celebrated thing, especially in South Carolina, like, you know, the RC Cola and moon pie.
You're going to need two RC Colas. That moon pie's dry,
it's so
man.
Dry.
It's dry. It's like cake thing. Especially it's cake, and it's like coated in chocolate, but it's so dry somehow.
All right. I have confirmation.
What?
I need you to stand up because you're going to shit your pants. It was Heavenly Hash.
Okay, good.
Angel just sent me the thing. It was called Heavenly Hash.
Yeah, okay.
You win. I mean, not that I was disagreeing, but I was like, I just called it that whipped cream fruit cocktail stuff.
Well, you know, I'm always right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Now, I get back to the mayonnaise thing now.
Please, because I'm fully happy to talk about my hatred of mayonnaise.
All right, good. We'll get to casseroles eventually, too. Speaking of things that I can't stand.
Breakfast casserole's gross.
I hate Ritz crackers. Anyway, mayonnaise. So, all right, you don't like mayonnaise, you don't eat mayonnaise. But so what do you do if you want to eat like a tuna sandwich? What the hell's on it?
I don't.
Oh, okay. Because you can't eat a tuna sandwich without mayonnaise.
I don't eat tuna sandwiches.
Okay.
I don't eat chicken salad,
obviously.
Uh-uh. No. Salads in general, really. I've tried. My palate is just not comfortable with salad. I like Italian dressing, you know, all on vegetables and stuff, but not raw.
I think you mean Zach sauce.
I do not. I don't mean tongue torch either.
No, yeah. I bought a salad dressing. I like salads and stuff. I eat them a lot, but I bought a salad dressing a couple weeks ago that on the surface, it first is like, oh, what the? That should, no. But then I'm like, maybe.
Peppercorn?
And then I bought it, and it's damn delicious. It's a blue cheese vinaigrette. Man, it's delicious. It's wonderful.
You use it on salads or on chicken wings?
Mainly on salads. I've used it on a little bit of other stuff. It's good marinating stuff, too. But man, it's just delicious. I had no idea that a blue cheese vinaigrette would be good, let alone as good as it is. I mean, I thought it might be. It was worth buying a bottle to see, but it blew my mind. I got some pear gorgonzola, too. That's good stuff.
You know what I'd like to have for my last meal, like if I knew I was dying? I would like to drink. No. Oh. I had that before. I would like to drink a boat of Alfredo sauce from Olive Garden. I don't even need the breadsticks. Save them.
A boda.
God, that stuff is, It's like if you could make a liquor drink out of Alfredo sauce from the OG,
yeah,
and some kind of I don't know, you could put Parmesan cheese around the rim, you know, as I would. Oh my God, that's make it a shot.
Yeah,
I mean, it's wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry.
Right? Yeah, I know. I'm getting hungry too, man. I mean, I'm my so stomach's hungry. Growling a little bit right now. Yeah. I'm ready. So I said we get the casseroles. I don't like casseroles. That's why I said that. I hate Ritz crackers. I especially hate them when they're like half soggy and half burnt on top of some green beans and soup. I think it's just green beans and soup and crackers. Ain't nothing in there I want besides just green beans without soup and crackers.
My mom would make this vegetable casserole that let us know if you're from the north or the east or the west, but in the south, as I think a lot of my weight, and Jimmy, I think you would agree with this maybe about yourself, comes from not wanting to disappoint our grandmothers and mothers. Because if you didn't get seconds, you hurt their feelings. And you didn't. My grandma, I never, ever, ever, ever. This is awful. Never saw her sit down to eat.
Yeah.
She would serve my grandpa, like the misogynist he was.
Mm-hmm.
He'd set up a table. He'd work on your back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's funny.
She would serve him and make, do you need any more? You had a smaller kitchen there in the mill house. But she would stand there in this little corner and eat, standing.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of the older ladies do that growing up, yeah.
Never, and then he was the guy who would sit on the bench at Walmart, never went in a Walmart, always sat on the bench.
Just sit outside, angry until she gets done, yeah.
Never, he's like, here's my bill, foe.
Yeah, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I never liked a casserole.
You wouldn't like my grandpa.
Mm-mm. I'm not big on quiche either, but casserole just is like,
in general, quiche, it depends. Certain things I like about it, but just call it a fluffy omelet.
Yeah.
We ain't got to get all technical about it.
No, can you tell me what the difference is? It's kind of on the casserole tip. You cook it in an oven in a similar dish, but what's the difference between a sweet potato crunch and a sweet potato souffle? Is there a difference?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Souffle Crunch.
Is that the difference?
I think so. I think the souffle just means it has the meringue.
Does one have marshmallows and the other doesn't, or is it an option on both?
Well, I think it's an option on both, but I think the crunch has to have. So if you have anybody with a nut allergy, you can't serve the crunch.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I don't hang around people that I have to change my menu for.
So, man, I love sweet potatoes, but I've never eaten a sweet potato crunch or a sweet potato souffle that wasn't just way too sweet to be a side item with your lunch or your dinner. It's a damn dessert. I mean, it's sweeter. It's sweet as sweet potato pie. You've put that much sugar into it.
What's up, Domino?
You've made a pie, and then you're serving it as a side dish at my Thanksgiving, and then I'm going to go eat pie, too, after I've already eaten pie?
So did your mama...
I got pie on my plate, and then I got to get another small plate to put a different piece of pie on later.
3.14.
And some no-bakes.
I
don't like those either.
No-bake what? Cheesecakes?
The no-bake cookies, little chocolate no-bake things that are kind of just kind of like dry and like, man, this tastes like cigarette ashes and chocolate.
Sounds like you brushed your teeth with a Zorbeen Jr.
Maybe.
I don't. Ooh, we're all over the place. I'm so hungry. Yeah, sure. This was a bad idea. Like lemon pie. Oh, I love lemon
yeah,
pie.
Man.
But I had to take the meringue off.
I'll eat it.
I would have saved it for
the
you.
The pie, too.
Yeah. I would peel that off because I didn't like it. Because it wasn't marshmallows. It was meringue.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what's in that.
I think like meringue way better than marshmallows for some reason. Though nothing beats a nice buttercream.
I would always take that off. But now that I think about it, marshmallows, I just prefer raw.
I just hate them. I can't stand them.
You don't like them big old huge ones that you...
It's like eating plastic or something. It's not
it
like eating
be.
Real food. It's like it's a synthetic material that I don't want to ingest.
Yeah. I don't understand the appeal of mayonnaise, oh God.
It's oil and eggs.
You hear my stomach just...
No, that was your stomach? I thought somebody slid a chair across the hall, man. I thought it was one of those...
I can't wait to go back and hear that.
Conference room chairs.
That was my stomach growling. Like, how stupid is this conversation to be having? I haven't eaten anything except for a damn granola bar at 7 a.m. It's what time? 11:15.
I got a couple of...
When we're taping this.
Of Mandarin oranges and my hockey mask in the office if you want some.
Is that you talking about your prison wallet?
No, my hockey mask, my lunchbox.
Oh, I got you.
Looks like Jason's mask.
Oh, I got you.
You gave it to me.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, I thought of one casserole that I do like. It's a breakfast casserole that it's basically you're making French toast, but you're putting the eggs and the bacon and everything in there, and you're cooking it in one big dish.
Yeah.
And to me, it's efficient on time.
Yeah.
You know, it's one dish as far as you're cleaning up, and I don't make it. And it did. Oh, so here's the other thing.
What you got?
Here's another reason I'm diabetic and fat is because
peach cobbler.
No,
that's
well,
a big
yes.
one. Big one.
Peach stuff, man. It's mm-hmm. my everything.
Peach ice cream.
I miss it so much. I miss it. But
it's almost peach season. We'll be in about June, end of June.
Oh no! What was it? Oh,
another reason why you're diabetic and fat.
Thank you. Is because. You mentioned the sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what sweet potatoes were
yeah.
for a long, long time because of yams.
Oh,
particularly
yeah.
only candied.
Yep, candied yams.
Candied yams, which it's yams / sweet potatoes, but they're covered in basically maple syrup
mm-hmm.
that's even sweeter than maple syrup. It's
yeah.
like sugar water. It's like the stuff they make Coke out of, I think. Coca-Cola, not cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a side.
Yeah.
That wasn't the dessert, which... I remember taking that big spoon and just slathering that on there, almost like you talked about with the mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah, man. It's
I would eat a bowl of that stuff.
It's a syrup for certain. You can eat it on pancakes.
Oh, my God. You got my brain a turning right now
yeah,
and my stomach a roaring.
Yeah, man. Sweet potato pancakes and stuff are good, I think,
no,
for
I
that
do
very
enjoy
reason.
Those.
They're damn delicious.
But they have to have nuts on them.
Yeah, yeah.
The crunch.
Sweet potato fries can be good, but usually they're not for some reason. They can
no.
be delicious,
you know
but usually
why?
They suck.
Because when you get them at places or make them yourself, if anybody ever puts cinnamon or sugar on them,
mm-hmm.
it kills it.
It does. It does.
It
yeah.
just needs to be
yeah.
cooked
and
as is.
You can't salt them too much either.
No.
Just very light.
Maybe a little bit of EVOO.
Maybe.
A little bit of garlic.
Yeah.
Not garlic. Stuff's bad for you.
Yeah. I only know that from The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic.
Yeah.
Actual garlic. Yeah.
God, what are you going to eat?
It's
today asparagus day.
I don't know. Usually podcast day, I might order something or pick something up because I get home like later. I get home like past my usual lunchtime, so I'm real hungry.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I might you know browse when I leave here and order something, and it'll show up at the house right about the same time I do. That's pretty cool.
You know what we ought to do next
week? Last
week
it beat me home. By the way, I ordered some food on my way home on podcast day, and when I got there, it was on the porch.
They'd already left.
Yeah.
They send you a text and say, hey. This is Jaime. I just dropped off your food.
Yeah, yeah, they did. They sent me a message.
The thing that
I had a picture of it on my phone sitting on my porch.
The saving grace, you hear that again? The saving grace used to be up at TR is that no one really delivered there, but now they all deliver to that area. It's all available no matter what you want, you know?
Yeah.
And that'll get you.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll get your ass. I'm so hungry.
Right now. Yeah.
Here's the idea for next week that I know we will forget, but still, maybe it's a good idea. What about if we order food and eat and then do the podcast while we're eating?
The only thing we could order would be breakfast.
Yeah. Dang it. Fine with that. I'll eat two breakfasts.
Every week my mother calls me while we're doing the podcast, and really? Every week I tell her that we do the podcast on Tuesdays. And every other day of the week she calls me and she says, well, I didn't want to call you. I knew it wasn't Tuesday, so you're not doing the podcast. And then she still calls me every Tuesday, even though the other 6 days of the week she calls me and says she knows we do the podcast on Tuesdays.
It's funny you say that. Somebody we work with asks every Tuesday if we're going to be in there at 10:30 today.
Oh, yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Should put a note on the door or something.
It's been there
for
months.
Wait a minute, we have.
It's been 6 months. We did a new one now, so people don't even notice it anymore.
You ever get to the point where you're so hungry that nothing's going to satisfy you, though? Like, I could see myself by the time we're finishing up here, and are you ordering food right now?
No, I'm texting.
By the time we get...
We work hard, don't we?
By the time that we get in the car and get going everything will be packed, and then I'll just go home and just eat a sandwich, or I'll be so irritated and my stomach will hurt so bad that the thought of eating anything will make me nauseous. And yeah. I'll probably just end up eating like a banana.
Yeah. Now I'm going to look for food to order because you said
that. See, I have to start going a different way home. I pass the same places and I see the same things. And I'm like, yeah, and I also need to go to the grocery store. But then if you go to the grocery store super hungry, you're going to buy a bunch of crap you don't want. Or you're going to say, oh, man. Like, I've been killing myself at the gym and I am not going to freaking, you know what I did the other day? And this is a very self-aware kind of thing.
What's that?
I got every single article, sans underwear and t-shirts, because I know my t-shirt size.
Yeah.
Out of my closet and tried everything on.
Tried them all on.
And if it was too big, I donated it.
That's good to do. Probably took a while.
Because it did.
You got a lot of clothes when I said that.
I did.
You got a lot of clothes.
I did. And because it's like it's still hanging in your closet, and it's like, well, that's kind of an insurance kind of policy. Yeah, if I gain some weight back, then at least I'll have some clothes. But now it's a financial thing.
Yeah.
So if I gain weight back, it's going to cost me money.
It is.
And as a mature adult, I'm like, no, I ain't going to do that.
It's just one more thing working in your favor.
Yeah.
What are you going to eat for lunch today?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm going to go a different route home.
Okay.
Like, how long will it be before I get to leave here?
I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, God. Oh, man, that's I don't know. Fun. Like, I'm still in breakfast mode right now.
That, like, man, it's 11:30, and you've been up since, like, 3?
Well, I've had a little... Yeah, but we've been talking about breakfast stuff there the last tail end.
Well, you started that because you wanted breakfast already.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I might get something. I might order something. That's the thing. You could order something before you leave, and then it'll get home when you do.
Yeah, but the things that I'm trying not to eat, like poop.
Well,
today's gym day, so I don't want to eat.
Ordering something delivery would be better than picking something up. You got too much stuff to do today.
I
got
to go to the dentist today,
busy
too.
Afternoon.
They're going to look at my teeth and say, what the hell you been eating here?
Yeah.
See, do you brush your teeth before you go to the dentist?
You know what you should do? You should eat some greens so they just get real stuck up in your teeth.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't want to eat some collards or something?
No. I would, like, when I used to go to a particular dentist that was very close to here, I would bring my toothbrush. I'd always make fun of my mom for cleaning the house before the cleaning lady came.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? I'm going to get my teeth cleaned today, but I have a toothbrush that I will brush my teeth.
I think that just makes sense because it's been like 6 hours since you brushed them by the time you go over there or whatever, and then you got some stink on your breath.
Yeah.
You should clean up, yeah.
Is it weird I wash my car before I take it to be detailed? I don't do that. No, I don't take it to be detailed.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I don't have the extra. I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hard work, though.
Oh, yeah, man. I washed mine a couple weeks ago, and the next day I ran it through a drive-thru car wash to get it. Now I'm going to do it some more.
This was an awful conversation. I am like, I'm getting to that point now where I'm like, I can't eat now.
Well, there's still, you really, you can't eat now? You're too hungry to eat?
It's like that thing where you like...
I just had a fun question I wanted to ask, but not if you're too hungry to eat.
Well, you can certainly ask your question. Okay. I can prove it or disprove it.
Okay.
But it's like that thing where you're like, oh, God, I'm going to have to take a dump sometimes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If we don't hurry up, I just dropped my phone. Oh, I can't bend over because I might poop. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you get the opportunity, like, man, I don't have to go anymore. Like, well, what happened to that urgency? What happened? Did the poop just say, you know what, we'll just hang out here for a bit?
Dude, it's weird. Like, what, is it just sitting there now? I'd wonder that all the time.
Because there was some kind of enzymes like, hey, hurry up or we're going to implode here. But then...
it's just resting now?
I don't know.
Took a break?
I can't do that with my urine because when the urine's ready,
ready, yeah.
I've told you before, I drink a bunch of water in the mornings. Mm-hmm. I used to attribute it to my diabetes, but... I can't tell you. I can tell you a dozen times in the last 4 years I've pissed my pants on the way home.
It happens.
Not the fully, not down the leg or mm-hmm. whatever, but you'd see a little darker area there.
The question I was going to ask you guys back from bodily fluids is...
it's a podcast.
So it is. Still, I don't want to talk about poop.
Well, it's an interesting question. Like, how does your body say, you know what, we're good, hang out for a little while, and then we'll give you a heart attack when you're driving home?
Yeah.
You start planking as you drive.
That's a hard transition back because it was a question about food.
But it's fine. Well, back. You know why we poop? It's because we eat food.
We do. There you go.
It's like a recycling
thing. What is the very single best one food item in the world? I mean, I have my answer. I don't know what yours is.
Are you talking about a side, a meat, protein?
The single best food in the world, one food in the world. Like, if you had to just pick one thing to eat, be a sandwich, could be like a pizza, or whatever, anything. Probably not, hopefully not a pizza. Hopefully it's something besides bread and sauce and cheese.
I don't know. Like, I had an instinctual question. I should trust my gut, especially when it comes to food.
Yeah,
right?
You should. Yeah,
all right, macaroni and cheese.
Okay, that might be like the king.
Sustainable,
for you.
Maybe.
Yeah, there's never a time in my life I could turn down a chili feast steak. I almost said, so then I did anyway.
Oh, I love those.
I love a chili feast steak, man.
Yeah, but eat it every day.
You daring me?
No, I don't say that word. Oh man,
there's three or four people laughing hard right
God
now.
God bless.
I know, I feel like Matt's in agony right now.
I really am.
You gotta eat so bad.
I feel like some kind of Olympian that won the gold medal and now I'm a paraplegic and you're telling me about going to the Pan Am Games this year and I want to go so bad but I can't.
You're just dying to go.
That was an awful analogy.
Can't go.
First thought I had. Macaroni and cheese. Let me go back to that.
Well, no, don't think about food because you're hungry.
Oh, my God.
You're too hungry to think about eating.
That's like, hey, priest, come here. Let's talk about your sexual fantasies.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Let's not do
with
that.
A priest,
well,
certainly.
You know what I mean.
Oh,
a nun.
Oh, okay.
You never hear about nuns going nuts. They don't.
I'm sure they have. I mean, I've heard stories of the nuns with yardsticks wailing on kids. Whooping them hard and stuff.
Yeah.
Getting carried away.
What's the worst then? Okay. What's the I think this is a fair question. What is somewhere you go, let's say you go to somebody's house and they're having a meal.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things, this is a dinner party kind of thing, whatever, play along. And they have this particular meal is their meal.
Yeah.
But you despise it and you can't even politely eat it. Like you will start, well, what would that meal be? Is there anything that you couldn't politely eat? Because there's plenty that I would just have to, I would degrade myself to make the cook feel better, but I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm such a pussy. I cannot eat English pea salad, which is also mayonnaise and peas and all
that.
Yeah,
it is, yeah. I wouldn't like
nuts
that.
Nuts are
could,
in there too, I
eat a little bit just if I was going to please
shavings
somebody.
Shavings of almonds. Yeah. They're shaved almonds.
Man, I will not eat anything related to eggplants. Used to be I couldn't hardly choke down mushrooms.
Because you think about goobers
now.
When you see them? Or?
I just hate it, man. I hate the texture and the just it's like rubber, nothing.
Yeah.
It's just like eating a hunk of rubber, man. The damn thing's nasty. I hate eggplants.
Have you ever legit...
there's various, a bunch of foods. Bless you. I didn't mean that. But there's various different foods. Like, I don't know how to spell it. Someone try to look one up real quick.
Tell me, I have one in the seventh grade.
Not to?
No clue. Nosferatu, I know, but not that.
Yeah, it's some kind of egg dish, man.
Wasn't that Rikishi's last name?
It's like a
Rikishi Fatu. While you look that up, I was going to say, have you ever had tofu? Like legit tried tofu?
Yeah.
It's gross, right?
Yeah, I'm not into tofu at all.
It's not good. I tried to play a mind game with myself because I love feta cheese. Like that's my second answer is going to be feta cheese for your favorite food because I could eat feta cheese. I could sit there with a knife and carve out the cube. I could eat it crumbled just with my fingers. I could have it on a charcuterie thing. But tofu, I would try to play the mind game and say, hey, that's feta cheese you're eating. And once you get it in there, it won't be so bad. It's so gross. It's so gross. It's nasty.
Yeah.
The consistency's not good. And now you read all this stuff about, oh, look, we have this, plant-based that. But then there's, what is it that women have that men don't, besides vaginas?
And, rib?
No.
Extra rib?
We have ribs.
Oh.
Doesn't look like it when I don't stand up straight, but I have them.
Yeah.
It puts female estrogen, that's the word, estrogen. It's full of estrogen.
Okay.
So as a man, this is true facts, allegedly. Scientists said this, that if as a man, if you eat too much of that, you know, Gardein and all these different plant-based, you know, what is the other one? Miracle? Impossible. Miracle. That it will make men start to grow breasts. Uh-huh. And I'm like, shoot, I'm already. It looks like soy. I've been eating it all this time.
How much soy did I eat growing up?
Well, that was the soy burgers when I went to elementary and middle school. Those gross ass. To know that a fat kid would not eat your hamburgers should tell you something. I would not eat those soybean burgers. They were so gross. And I knew it then. I was like, this ain't real meat. I've had real meat.
Oh, yeah.
This is nasty.
Yeah.
And then, what do you know? I have man titties now. Or then, well, kind of still. I have like an A cup maybe now.
The food I was looking for is, I think one of them is century eggs, where they're just like these old fermented, like black looking egg things that smell real bad. They're very pungent and it just don't seem appealing at all to me.
Isn't
man.
It weird? It's like the most expensive food in the world is a mold. It's truffles, you know? It's like $20,000 a pound. It's
not, man.
It's like this, and you know, wine that's fermented, that's hundreds of years old, very expensive.
Yeah.
But then people that look at that born on date or expiration dates or whatever, you know what? Look, I'm here to tell you, you can pick around the mold on bread. I've done it many times.
Yeah.
I've even put it in the toaster.
Oh, yeah.
And then left the mold on there, and I've went on to eat that mold.
Okay.
Because I look at it this way. It's truffles, kind of.
Yeah.
And I feel full of myself that day.
Here's another one that I can give you that's... I use
Plantain's jelly.
It's called balut. It's a Filipino term. I'm reading this from Wikipedia.
Thank you.
For a fertilized developing egg embryo that is boiled and eaten from the shell.
I've heard of that, yeah.
It's like a half-developed egg. Then you eat it like that instead of... Oh, man. But then you see what's in there. It's like a half a bird. And it's disgusting.
Yeah, what do they do? Ooh. They wait till it's almost like ready to come out of the incubator and then just toss it in some boiling water. So
it's
that
like
little,
halfway there.
That little chicken is boiling in its embryo.
It's just, I hear that one doesn't smell good either.
Yeah, but it shouldn't. But, you know, people freak out about, like, I remember, I haven't been in years, but Red Lobster, and there's tons of like really, really, really like upscale nice places that have the lobster tank or used to. And you could go select your own lobster.
Mm-hmm.
And then people started saying, well, wait a minute. That's kind of mean.
Yeah.
You're snatching that thing up out of the cooler or the aquarium with the other ones. And then they're going to throw it in this scalding hot water.
Is soft shell crab having the same way?
What happens to these chickens I see on the road? Do you think they can go in there and politely wring their necks?
Well,
no.
They just got sucked out of a truck.
Yeah. Suddenly people, well, I mean, yeah, they're good. And, you know, we don't want to, all these fishermen and stuff that go out and harvest these things. Yeah, we don't want them to lose their jobs, but that's kind of mean.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They don't want to see it.
They don't. You don't want to see the gross
people
part.
Don't want to go to actual butchers because they get to see some of the grossness. But you know what? That's where your good stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Revival Butchery? P1's one of them, I know for sure. Know that from Instagram.
Well, that's good.
Appreciate y'all listening.
Hell,
a good thriving local business.
I like a butcher.
I like a butcher. I watch out for the baker and the candlestick makers, though. Those guys are not to be trusted.
Yeah. Also, watch out for a butcher named Abdullah.
True. Yes. He's still alive, shockingly enough.
He's still living.
I heard a reference to him on which bio was it week before last?
Stone Cold.
Okay, I guess it was the other one. They were Rowdy Roddy. They showed Abdullah the Butcher.
Yeah.
They were talking to him. I'm like, God, you're still here. That's
still
so
living.
Awesome, Abby.
Closed down his house of ribs and Chinese food, but he's still here.
I've never been so disgusted talking about food. And I love food, but I am
too.
So disgusted. right now.
I'm hungry.
I am too.
I'm real hungry.
Episode
36.
This has been After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Thanks,
I'm
guys.
I'm Batman.
I'm Nine.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We good now?
Yeah.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.